This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
How about the Maryland Terrapins last night?
Dude, what a game.
72-71 winners over the Colorado State Rams. They trailed for almost the entire game, and they were down 37-30 at the half. Colorado State came out and played really well early in the second half. Maryland eventually took the lead, and then the last few minutes were back and forth. Mm-hmm. But it was a three-pointer. What a shot, by the way, by the Rams. It was Jalen Lake from deep behind the arc, set play off of the timeout. I couldn't believe he hit that shot. They were like one for their last 12 from deep, and it wasn't a particularly great look. But he sinks a three. They go up a point with less than 5 seconds to go. And then for Maryland, 18-year-old, braces-wearing teenager, Derek Queen, who went 7 of 12 from the floor, had 17 points and 6 rebounds, hits one of the more difficult shots off the glass against his motion and his body, hand in his face, to send the Terps to the Sweet 16.
It was incredible. The whole sequence, you touched on it. Nick Clifford for Colorado State's an NBA player. That guy's really good, will fit into the modern game. I like him a lot. So on that last shot, or so we thought, from Colorado State, all the attention was, of course, paid to him. And here you have what makes college sports great to me. You got a senior waiting on the other side that nobody saw it coming, steps into a look confidently, as you said. They're one for their last 30 or whatever, drills it with a chance to win it.
They went ice cold.
Yeah, of course they did.
Now, Maryland is one of the best defensive teams in America at defending threes, and so I think there's going to be some thought that maybe they shut them down, and they deserve some credit. I just thought Colorado State got cold. Dude, they had good looks that they just weren't hitting.
I think so, too. But I want to talk about the Maryland kids for a second, okay? Despite what I think was a classless, ridiculous bit of behavior by their coach, who then doubled down on it again, those kids deserve so much credit. From "give me the damn ball," said the 18-year-old kid from Baltimore. I'll get to that in a second. But when they were, I think there was a stretch, they were 1 for 10, something like that, and Colorado State built a lead. You could tell there was no panic. There was no hero ball. There was no, "I'll fix it," and go everybody going too fast. They knew it's going to start falling soon. They knew. And then as soon as they started that little run, I forget who hit the shot first, but when they started that little, next thing you know, boom, they got a lead.
Yeah.
Like, that group doesn't panic. They are mature. They are tough. They are resilient. What an incredible group of kids that deserves all the good things that are happening to them. Man,
well,
really, really neat.
Called a couple of perfectly timed timeouts.
Agreed.
Too.
Yep.
Right when Colorado State was hot, where they would cool off after the break, or, you know, just shifting momentum, and they'd come out and they'd go on 4-5-0 runs, 7-2 runs or whatever. I thought he had a really good game on the sideline. It's funny because I did not get to hear, it sounds like, what you said on Friday. I thought I had probably a minority take, certainly one that is not going to go over well with Maryland fans, but I thought his press conference was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. To say some of the stuff he did the day before your team plays in the tournament, ridiculous. I mean, absolutely outrageous. Not to mention at any point at the podium. That's all behind-the-scenes stuff, and obviously he's at odds with Evans, and they're butting heads. But I'm sure that Maryland fans loved it, and it was catnip because they can't stand the AD, and nobody's less popular generally in an athletics program than an athletic director. I don't know if he's good or bad, but the head coach is going to be more popular, and I'm sure it went over great. It was a WWE wrestler cutting a promo coming out of the tunnel. But I just thought the whole thing was embarrassing and ridiculous. Having said that, this team is just eminently likable.
Yes, they are.
Julian Reese, who is the brother of one of the most popular female basketball players of the last quarter century now, Angel Reese, going double-double again. He's just a walking pulsating double-double, 15 and 11 for him. They got the bigs. They have guard play. They can beat you inside, outside. They can beat you with defense around the perimeter. They can outscore you. I actually think they're going to beat Florida, legitimately.
They got a shot at it, yeah, for sure.
I think they're really, really good and have a chance to play in the Elite Eight. But, man, were they lucky to have survived against Colorado State.
Absolutely. And, again, credit to those Colorado State kids as well. But that's what should have been the focus the entire time now hopefully is the focus, which is, again, this group of Reese, Quinn, Gillespie, Rice, and Shelton Miguel. Miguel defensively was incredible, bothering Neat Clifford and company. You know, I don't think Gillespie had his best game, certainly, but you could still see some of the steals, some of the assists finding guys, getting them open. And Quinn with the shot heard round the Crab State. I mean, that was incredible. What an incredible play that he made. I mean, a number of huge plays down the stretch going back and forth. That, to me, is what the tournament is all about. That's the reason I love it, quite frankly, is you get the kid that you never heard of who's a hero for, you know, 30 seconds, timeout happens. Now it's the 18-year-old, his turn to make an incredible shot where over a great bit of defense, falling away, going to his opposite hand, rather, kissing off the glass. The onions, as Bill Raftery would say. What an incredible, incredible back-and-forth game. That was the game of the weekend.
Well, we've been light on epic games and great finishes.
Yep,
and
there was one.
Particularly light on buzzer beaters, but now we got them.
Yeah.
And we got one anyway.